Sit by me, my friends, and I'll tell you all the tale, the strangest you will hear, unless the story fails. Of course you all have heard of the mighty beast, the dragon, but tell me, have you heard of the dragon that went faggot?
He was one gay dragon, mythological queer, from the strangest tale that you ever did hear. He was one gay dragon, mythological queer, from the strangest tale that you ever did hear.
This dragon was ashamed, he tried to hide his gayness. He never was discovered when checking dragon anus. If the other dragons knew, they'd all call him a lamer. But he couldn't hide it long, cause this dragon was a flamer.
He was one gay dragon, mythological queer, from the strangest tale that you ever did hear. He was one gay dragon, mythological queer, from the strangest tale that you ever did hear.
So one day with his friends, he came out of the closet. He told them of how much he loved to make a butt deposit. The dragons laughed him out of town, he cried and flew away, cause no one could appreciate a dragon who is gay.
He was one gay dragon, mythological queer, from the strangest tale that you ever did hear. He was one gay dragon, mythological queer, from the strangest tale that you ever did hear.
Soon got his revenge when he found the faggot knight. He sold out his old friends and he didn't give a shite. He eventually settled with a friendly homo griffin, and they had a happy ending when they both got to Yiffin.
He was one gay dragon, mythological queer, from the strangest tale that you ever did hear. He was one gay dragon, mythological queer, from the strangest tale that you ever did hear. He was one gay dragon, mythological queer, from the strangest tale that you ever did hear. He was one gay dragon, mythological queer, from the strangest tale that you ever did hear.
He was one gay dragon, mythological queer, from the strangest tale that you ever did hear.